Coming up on Plan Today on Tomorrow, we'll outline 5 important questions to ask your advisor about inflation and its impact on you and your retirement plan.
Uncover retirement concepts you need to know.
Welcome in
to Plan Today, Own Tomorrow with Gary Thurman.
Welcome in to Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Your host, Gary Thurman. You can find him at Guardian Investment Advisors. He's the lead of that team approach, fiduciary for advisory services, A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau in Tennessee Valley. It's always about retirement. And I did mention team. How about this? Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor. Tim McDermott, portfolio manager. Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor. And again, front and back office, Kelsey, Bridget, Abby. I mean, they are working every single day on their clients' retirement. And on the program, we talk the topics. You're going to have questions about your own situation. We give you an opportunity to take action on your own behalf. That's right. Complimentary appointments. We'll tell you about them as we move through the show. So, Gary, welcome in. How was your week?
Man, I mean, I just celebrated my favorite weekend of the year, Morgan.
Yes, you did. And you've got other big news too, right?
Man, we got crazy news over the last 10 days. So, blessed to be... go out and do a lot of TV recording, video recording out in Phoenix. Had a lot of fun doing that. While we're in Phoenix, my son and daughter-in-law had my first grandbaby.
Wow.
She had a tough delivery, man, but she came through.
Everything okay?
Everything is great. He's beautiful. I've actually tried to attempt to get down to their house every single day since I've been home. I'm madly in love with this child already. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But Masters weekend, had a lot of fun. I did want somebody to give Scotty a little bit more of a challenge. Morgan, we talked about that before we came on the air, but some great, great play was done. Is he Switzerland, Hogard?
Yeah.
Man, wow, that kid's going to be special. But Scotty, he's on the top of the world right now. He's playing better than anybody. He deserved it. And what a role model. That man right there is just a good guy. If you got a child out there and you want him to have a role model, Scotty might be your guy. He's pretty awesome. Some other big news we got going on. Of course, my book is going out the door like crazy. A lot of people are calling in about the book, Morgan, Plan Today on Tomorrow. A lot of people are calling in about our 2024 tax guide. We're giving both of those away 100% free. And we have an event coming up. If you're in the Dalton area or the Chattanooga area, but want to make a little drive, but we are doing an educational class in Dalton, Georgia, coming up on April 30th and May the 2nd at Dalton State. If you're interested in that, it's a 2-part course, 2 hours each night, purely educational. So this is not a dinner seminar. So if you're looking for a free steak, this is not your type of event, okay? I'm just being honest with you. We will have snacks there, but this is going to be an educational course with myself and Tim McDermott. Dalton State, again, April 30th and May the 2nd from 6 to 8 p.m. If you're interested, call the number. Let the girls know that you'd like to come to that event. It's absolutely free, and it's going to be awesome.
All right, let's throw that number out, 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Again, you can also follow Guardian Investment Advisors on all their social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, a lot of information there for you as well. And a wonderful resource website, that information, any event that's coming up, you can find it, giaplantoday.com. That's giaplantoday.com. All right, so current inflation blowing up carefully. I mean, you think about this. We have a budget. We have a spending plan. But inflation is inflation. Everything is more expensive. Everything that's gone on globally has really jacked the gas prices in the last 5 days. Yep. And it's going to continue to go up. So these are things that are going to impact you in retirement. So things you need to be asking yourself, and I'm going to ask you, Gary, and you can kind of expand on these. Do I have a long-term financial plan?
I love this question, and I'm going to use a story for reference. I had a call with one of my current clients just last week. She's been a client of mine for a long time, and it was so funny, Morgan, because she said, Gary, I make good money. I've been putting the same amount of money back every single month into my retirement accounts, but all of a sudden, I'm feeling a little tight.
Yeah.
And I said, well, Erica, you got to look at the prices. I mean, inflation's up there. Interest rates are not helping us at all. There's a lot of things that are going on to do that. So it was so awesome because she does have a long-term financial plan. We put it together for her. we made a little adjustment. I said, why don't we change a few things here and there? I think you've got to be willing to make changes in environments like we're in. When inflation is up, when interest rates are higher, you got to be prepared to make those kind of changes, because having a long-term financial plan is what it's all about. And having that spending plan, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes, but you know, look at your debt, folks. I mean, do you have a lot of high interest debt? I just talked about interest rates are up. So that means your credit card interest rates are up. If you have a lot of bad debt, you need to be focused on getting that paid off. Fine tune your spending plan. You know, another word is budget. We don't like that word, but maybe you need to cut something back. Maybe you need to cut something out altogether in the time that we're in right now. I'm not saying for the life of what you want to do, but you know, maybe we need to make some adjustments like I did with Erica the other day. I think this is a big one. Maybe try to lay back on those impulsive purchases, those big purchases. Right now is not a great time to borrow money. I mean, it's just not. I mean, interest rates are not that bad. Let's just be real here. I mean, I understand that our system let us down. We talked about that on a show a couple of weeks ago. We had 0% interest rates for so long, and now all of a sudden we're up 4%, 5%, 6%, 7%. I mean, it makes it tough for people. So our system did fail us, but be careful. You know, if you're wanting that boat, are you wanting that new sports car? Are you wanting that new lake house or that new beach house? Maybe we need to set back a little bit and wait and be a little patient. And then, as always, you know, do you have an emergency plan? Do you have an emergency account? We call that our yellow bucket of money. You got to make sure you have yellow bucket of money so you reach in and pull a little extra money out when you need it in times like this, Morgan.
I tell you, and you mentioned your client that felt like things were getting a little tight. I think that's a perfect opportunity to jump on the fact that when you're in a planning scenario, when you're working with a fiduciary firm, guess what? There's going to be communication. You need to be open-minded. You need to say, you know what? Maybe I need to pivot here and have that conversation. Yeah. You don't want to bury your head in the sand. It's an opportunity for you to really kind of reevaluate where you are.
I totally agree. And you got to look at the impact inflation has on your cash flow. You know, what kind of, I mean, really set down. And again, I use examples. My wife and I, folks, if you're listening out there, this is not just information I'm giving you. These are steps that I'm doing myself. My wife and I had a huge, we were out in Phoenix, which was really great. We got to just relax, put our phones away. We have a weekly meeting, Morgan, every single Saturday, or Sunday, but most of the time on Saturdays, we get up and we have our weekly meeting. And we talk about a lot of different things, our budget, what projects are we doing at the house. What are we doing for retirement planning? What are we doing for our new grandson? I mean, there's a lot of things that go into this conversation. But we sat back and really looked at this as like how much more money we spent last year because of higher inflation and things we didn't do because of higher interest rates. You got to look at the impact on your money. And when it comes to inflation, I mean, it can be a good thing. I mean, if you got a fixed rate mortgage at 2.7%, And now people are paying 7-8% for their mortgages. Hey, guess what? You're winning.
Yeah. Hug that mortgage.
You are winning. And honestly, I had clients in here the other day. They only owe $100,000 on their house. They've got about $400,000 in equity. They're retiring, and he said, "I'm going to take this amount of money and I'm going to pay my house off." And I'm like, "Okay, let's talk about that. What's your interest rate?" And it was like 2.3%. I'm like, "You're not paying that house off." Take advantage of this low time. You're using other people's money for basically free. So inflation can impact your cash flow, but you got to look at the things you're spending money on. I mean, I take my stepson for an example. His rent just went up. Well, that's not good for him. You know, that's tough for him right now. That's why our credit card debt went out of the roof last year. Over $1 trillion was put on credit cards last year, Morgan. And let's do an average of, I don't know, 22, 23% interest rates.
Yep.
You know, credit card companies are happy right now, but I think you got to have that long-term financial plan, and I got to think you got to look at the impact inflation is currently having on your spending plan, your budget, and let's put a plan together around that and be prepared for things like this.
So important, the planning aspect of this, having a fiduciary firm working with you And this is hands-on. This is your future. This is your retirement. An opportunity to get on the calendar with Gary is coming up here in just a second. And, of course, Guardian Investment Advisors. So we've talked about, you know, things you need to be asking yourself. Do I have a long-term financial plan? How is inflation going to impact the cash flow? We kind of already touched on, should I be changing course or not? That's the reevaluation we talked about. And how diversified am I in my portfolio?
That this is big, and I'd like to come back to this on the second section if we can, Morgan, because I would like to talk a few minutes to people out there, and I want you guys to listen to me, and I want you to stay tuned, because the second segment I'd like to start with, if you're someone out there right now and you have an annuity, right? And folks, listen, I don't care if you bought this annuity 2 or 3 years ago. It can be that young of an annuity. You probably bought it for diversification. That's probably why you bought it. You bought it for safety, to be diversified, and guess what? I am all about that. But here's the problem. You bought that annuity when interest rates were low. So I guarantee you right now, you're not getting good returns on that annuity. Don't be mad. Yeah, I mean, you bought it for the safety, but because of the interest rate hikes, you're probably not making a lot of money inside of your current annuity. It might be time to refinance that annuity. Yes, I said it. It might be time to refinance that annuity. We'll talk about that on the second segment, but that really goes into diversification. Your portfolio has to be diversified. You got to have your risky money, you got to have your safe money, and you got to have your emergency money. And that's what we do here at Guardian. And folks, I want to take the pressure off of you. Let's take the gloves off. Let's make this easy. I'm offering you a 20-minute phone call or Zoom call with me personally. Let's have a conversation. Let's see if we make a fit. You might not be right for our firm. We might not be right for you. But the only way we're going to find out is if we have a phone call or a Zoom call. 20 minutes, no obligation, absolutely free. Call today, 1-800-517-1575.
This is your opportunity to get on the calendar, and there's no money involved here. There's no checkbook. Leave it at home. 20-minute Zoom, 20-minute regular call, hour-long in person. You can choose. Call the number, 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. When we return, we're going to talk about the annuity, and might be time to do a refi. We'll tell you about it when we come back. Welcome back into Plan Today on Tomorrow. Your host, Gary Thurman. You can find him, Guardian Investment Advisors. He is the lead there. He's got over 25 years in this business helping his clients get ready for their retirement. He's a fiduciary for advisory services, and the office carries that A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. And the office is a team environment. Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor. Tim McDermott, portfolio manager. Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor. Front and back office, you got Kelsey, Bridget, Abby. I mean, it is a living, breathing thing, and it is all about helping you with your retirement. There's going to be an opportunity to get on the calendar with Team Guardian, so stay tuned for that. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate, and of course our host, Gary Thurman. Now, Gary, we got into that conversation about the refi of the annuity. So we're going to continue that conversation, but we're also going to talk about, should I change course or not? And that might be a good way to segue.
I think it is, because a lot of people are freaking out right now because of high interest rates. You know, the inflation's still there. And I don't like people to make sudden moves on certain things, Morgan. I think you got to look at this as a long-term game. But I do think you need to have a conversation with your advisor, like Erica. I used Erica for an example the other a few minutes ago. Erica called. She was a little concerned about her spending plan right now. She feels a little tight. She feels a little pushed. So we made adjustments to that plan. You got to be able to work with a team of advisors that are going to be able to adjust with you and help you through that. And then we had talked about diversification, right? A lot of people, and something we love to do is our fixed index annuities. We like looking at those as our bond alternative. Bonds are not so great right now. They're not so safe. The annuities are solid if you do the right one. But here's something I want to talk to you guys about. If you bought an annuity 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, when you bought that annuity, interest rates were low, okay? Interest rates were low, but all of a sudden, interest rates are high, and they're not going anywhere anytime soon. I know they keep promising they're going to drop the interest rates. I don't see it happening a lot. I think they're going to stay up for a while. Folks, it might be time to get a free look at your current annuity to see if we can refinance it. What do I mean by that, Morgan? We've got certain companies out there that are going, hey, let's get these people in better positions. Even me personally, some annuities that I sold 2 or 3 years ago are coming back with 0% returns. Now, guess what? We bought the annuity to be diversified, to be safe. So we won. We won there. But we didn't make a lot of money because our timing with interest rates were just not that great. Well, guess what, folks? Now the time is great. We got a few companies out there that are offering these major, major cash bonuses day one and putting you into a better position, putting you into better indexing, taking advantage of these high interest rates. Folks, right now, it's not going to cost you a penny for me to look at your current annuity. All right, listen to me. It's not going to cost you a penny to let me look at your current annuity. If I think you're in good shape, I'm going to shake your hand and say, keep this annuity. It's in great shape. If I think we might be able to refi it and put you in a better position, I'm going to make that offer to you as well. There's no obligation. There's no cost other than a little bit of your time. Let's make sure you got the right annuity for you today because we might be able to put you into a better position going forward for tomorrow.
Starts with a conversation. The number to call is 800-517-1575, 800-517-1575. That's a 20-minute phone call, 20-minute Zoom call, hour-long in person. Again, these are complimentary. And if you have that annuity and you've got questions, this is the opportunity to get those questions answered. And you'll have knowledge about it. And you might be, as Gary said, in a good situation. He's going to tell you that. But if there are options, that's why we talk about keeping an open mind when it comes to planning.
Can I bring something up, Morgan? I had a client come in from our TV show last week, and we sat down and I talked about refining your annuity on my TV show, and his annuity is so good. The advisor put him to a really, really good fixed index annuity with a great income resource on it, and I looked at him and said, man, you're great. And here's what's amazing to me. He didn't even understand that he had an income rider attached to the annuity that the other advisor had sold him. He had no idea he was getting a guaranteed roll-up of 7% a year. I mean, he just didn't see all those things. Or the advisor didn't educate him enough about it. But either way, he does want me to be the advisor on the account for a lot of reasons now, which is great. But he's in a great annuity. I didn't want to refi it because he's in great shape. So one thing I want the listeners to know, folks, our Team Guardian is going to be honest with you. We're going to be honest with you because if you become part of our team, we want you to stay part of our team. We want referrals from you. We're going to treat you right. So, you know, come in for that free evaluation. Let's look at your current portfolio. Let's look at your current annuity. Let's just see if we can get you in a better position.
So let's recap. We're talking about questions you need to be asking your advisor. And if you're a do-it-yourselfer, ask yourself these questions. And again, if you need to lean in, an opportunity to get on the calendar with Gary and his team. It's ongoing during the course of this show. 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Again, the choices are 20-minute regular call, 20-minute Zoom, hour-long in person. Again, you leave the checkbook at home. But these questions, again, you need to be asking yourself or your advisor if you're working with one, do I have a long-term financial plan? And you not only need to ask the question, you need to get the answers. How does inflation impact my cash flow? Should I change course now or not? And everything that's going on, that's a great question to start asking. How diversified is my portfolio? And do I have emergency savings? This is another big one, Gary, because this could be a real speed hump in your road to retirement if you are not prepared for the what if.
Yeah, that's right. I am blown away how many people come in and see us for the first time from our radio show or TV show or podcast, and they don't have this established. They don't, you know, they're like, I don't want to leave my money in the bank. It's not making any interest. I get that. You know, I get that. And we don't necessarily have to have it in the bank. You know, we can put your emergency, account in the market with Charles Schwab and, you know, do some great things with it. But the point is, in times like this, when you're having to spend a little more money, it's good that you have that backup at the bank in your emergency account where you can pull from it versus pulling from your retirement account. The whole goal here, folks, is to have enough, you know, I like 6 to 12 months of a monthly, whatever your net monthly income is. So if your net monthly income is $5,000, I think you should have at least $30,000 put back in an emergency account. I'm going to push you for 12 months. You know, I'm going to push you to have $60,000 back. For what if? What if this happens? What if that happens? What if I lose my job? You know, what if I have a medical emergency or some other unforeseen event? You got to be prepared. So having an emergency account, Morgan, I just think it's vital to every retirement plan.
And again, you know, being open-minded to the conversation, there's so many of you that have done an amazing job your entire working life. You've put money away. You've got it in your 401k. You've got it in an IRA. You're banking on Social Security. That's going to be a piece of it. But you haven't really had the opportunity yet to kind of sit down with a fiduciary and start to map it out. And once you start, it starts to make sense. Because if you're doing it yourself, man, I tell you, there is so much that's going to impact you as you move towards retirement. And not just the retirement date, all the way through retirement, how you're going to handle it. Go ahead.
That's right. Yeah, you just made me think of another client that just came in from our radio show. And, you know, he said, Gary, I've got X amount of dollars put back. My advisor's got me to this point. It's been great. He goes, but you're talking about Roth conversions. You're talking about tax planning. You're talking about healthcare planning. My advisor has not brought up any of those things to me. And here's guys, listen to me. If you're listening today, listen. Most advisors out there are growth advisors. They want to grow your money. They want to grow. And guess what? That's a beautiful thing. But that's not an income plan. That's not a healthcare plan. That's not a written financial plan. They're there to make you the most money they can, and that's a great thing. But why don't you blend the two? Why don't you have a team of people who want to grow your money but put a plan together for you? Put an income plan, healthcare plan, legacy plan, Social Security plan, tax plan, inflation plan. Let's put all that together for you. Don't just, you know, ride the wave here and go growth. You got to actually have a plan in place, which was our very first question. Do you have a long-term financial plan? Do you? If you don't, come in and see us. It's a free time. It's free. 100% free to come in and have a conversation with us. Let's see if we can help you out and put you in a better situation.
You remember those times in life when you enter into a situation, but you have total confidence that it's going to be okay, that you're going to do well? It's probably because you planned well. It's probably because you've prepared for that moment. And the moment is not going to be startling to you, shocking to you, because you're ready. Same thing goes for retirement planning. If you are on, you know, you're 50 and older and you are staring down retirement, it's right there on the horizon and you don't have a plan. You can gain confidence just by starting the process of mapping it out. I'm getting chills just talking about it because there's so many people out there, Gary, that don't even consider this until they're right on retirement's door.
Yeah. And then they freak out, right?
Yeah. A lot of freak out. Yeah.
Don't freak out, folks. I mean, we're giving you a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity just to come in, have a conversation. We're not going to charge you for this conversation. Maybe you're already in great shape. If you are, I'm going to shake your hand. I'm going to give you a cup of coffee or a Diet Coke or whatever you want, and we're going to be friends from now on. But maybe you need some help. Maybe you actually need a plan, because when it comes to retirement, you got one shot, and you just want to make sure you do it right. And so here's a question to you. Is 20 minutes worth your peace of mind? Is 20 minutes worth your peace of mind? Why do I ask you that? I'm offering you today a 20-minute phone call or Zoom call. Listen, there's no obligation. You don't even have to come into the office unless you want to, which I would love. But guys, a 20-minute phone call or Zoom call with me, let's see how much money you're going to need to make sure you never run out of money for as long as you have breath in your body. Let's make sure you understand the tax debt you have on that money. Let's make sure we put a wealth guard planning process together customized just for you. Again, you got one shot at retirement. Don't you want to do it right? Call today to claim that free 20-minute phone call or Zoom call with me today. Guys, these fill up quickly, so I'd encourage you to pick up the phone right now.
It's a busy office, and they are here to help. Here's the number, complimentary, leave the checkbook at home, 20-minute Zoom, 20-minute regular call, hour-long in person. Call now, 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Take that first step towards confidence when it comes to your retirement planning. 800-517-1575. When we return, everybody makes mistakes, but making them in retirement, it can cost a lot and should be avoided. We'll talk about some of the big ones, the common blunders that people are making when we return. Plan today. today, own tomorrow. Your host, Gary Thurman, Guardian Investment Advisors, over 25 years in the business, and he is the lead at Team Guardian. Again, it is a team. Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor. Tim McDermott, your portfolio manager. Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor in front and back office. Kelsey, Bridget, Abby, again, all working on retirement for their clients. It's all about having that plan. We talk about it up one side and down the other. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We give you an opportunity, though, not just to sit there and go, We give you an opportunity to get off the couch, get your head out of the sand, meet with Gary and his team, complimentary, and see where you are. And you might be in the middle of something, and maybe they're not communicating with you, your current advisor. It's okay. Go get that second opinion. Or you might be one of the many that it's doing, you know, you're a do-it-yourselfer, right? Feel like you got it wired down. You've got everything covered. Do you? There's a lot that goes into retirement planning, and why not have a professional take a look at how you're doing? And if you're good, a fiduciary is going to tell you. Gary will tell you, look, you look fantastic. Thanks for coming in. But if there's an opportunity for some advice, for some knowledge that he has accrued over the 25 plus years that he's been in the business, he will share that with you.
Hey, and guess what? You just brought up something. I love it. Knowledge, education. You said a lot of key words there. Just want to remind everybody, we're having an educational event coming up on April 30th and May the 2nd at Dalton State University. I'd love to have you again, April 30th, May 2nd, 6 to 8 p.m. You do have to attend both nights. This is going to be like going back to school, man, going back to college. And it's a pure education event. Nothing is sold at this program. We just we want to try to educate you guys on how to do this retiring well in the 21st century. That's what we're trying to do.
So all you got to do is call 800-517-1575 and just ask for one of the spots. And again, that's 800-517-1575. All right. There are no hard and fast rules, Gary, in getting to retirement. Everybody's going to have their own path. However, there are some mistakes that people are making, and they can have a negative impact on their golden years. And if you're making them, your golden years. So we're going to go over some of these mistakes, and we're also going to go over some remedies. So mistake number one, what do you feel like is, again, these are not ranked in any way, but number one mistake you are seeing.
Well, I think a lot of people think they can beat the market. Even professional traders who buy and sell individual stocks, you know, rarely outperform the market, folks, over a long-term period of time. And this is known as an active strategy, or let's call it day trading, right?
Yeah.
Now, listen, I've got a buddy, I've got a friend of mine who's a day trader, and he absolutely kills it. But he doesn't do it for other folks. He does it with his own money, right? I even have a fun bucket of money that I do some stuff like that with, and I'm going to call it a fun bucket of money. If that money goes away tonight, I'm not going to be happy about it, but I'm not going to lose sleep over it. You know, that's my fun money, but that's not a long-term plan. You know, I think of things like Bitcoin, you know, penny stocks. There's a lot of great ways, but, you know, I had a client call us, 2 weeks ago, talking about this new medical company, what they were doing. And I'll be honest with you, when it first came out on the market, the stock went crazy. It went well. I said, why don't we hold off for a couple more weeks? Just a couple more weeks. It absolutely plummeted to the ground and beneath the ground. You know, so there is a lot of ways out there to make, you know, fast money. But I just want to warn you. I think that's a mistake. I think you need a long-term goal. A solid goal, look at getting some solid returns over the next X amount of years until you retire, and don't try to get a quick fix. I just think it's scary.
Yeah, timing the market is a gamble. And if you've got most of your retirement savings in a very risky place, it can be very costly. So mistake number one, thinking you can beat the market. Mistake number two, keeping all your money, being scared to death, Gary, keeping all your money in cash.
We see it a lot here in the South. We, you know, we pretty conservative investors on the most part and don't like a lot of risk that's going on out there. And Gary, I just feel more safe at the bank. You know, so you're, well, let's look at two sides of this. You know, right now, I mean, banks are paying pretty decent money. You know, your CDs out there are paying decent. There's some money market accounts out there that are paying decent interest rates of return. But, you know, the thing about that, Yes, it's safe. Yes, you're making some interest, but you're going to be 1099 on that interest as well. There's other things to do. I don't believe putting all your money in cash and staying in cash. I do think you need that emergency fund established. As a matter of fact, just yesterday, sat down with a client. He's like, Gary, I've got all this money in the bank. I said, I don't want you to move it from the bank. That's your emergency account. However, here is an option to get a better return. So I gave him an option at another custodian where it's still a savings account. You know, he can get his hands on it anytime he needs to, but it's paying a lot better than his current bank is. So there's some other things we can do, but keeping all your money in cash, I mean, you're just collecting dust, folks. You're collecting cobwebs on that money, and it's not working for you. You got to put your money to work. Once you establish that emergency account, we got to put the rest of the money to work for you.
We are talking about some big, big mistakes that a lot of people are making. They can have a negative impact on your retirement planning. So take notes and just be aware. Try to avoid these. So again, mistake number one, thinking you can beat the market. That's a gamble, folks. Mistake number two, keeping all your money in cash because you're too scared to dip your toes into the, you know, the investing world. You need to work with a professional and talk about the best scenario for you. You don't, as Gary said, want to collect cobwebs on your money, but you do want to make sure that you are protected. Here's mistake number three, and a lot of people do this, Gary, because they think they're diversified if they do it, and that's putting a little money in a whole bunch of places.
Man, I tell you, the things we see that through our door, Morgan, when people bring their statements in, and one of the things that people love that we do, and I'll go ahead and throw it out there, is our risk analyzer. So one thing we'll do for our listeners is a free risk analyzer, and it's really going to give us a risk score between 1 and 100 of how risky your portfolio actually is. But let me tell you something else it does. The Morningstar report is going to tell us the fees that you're paying inside of that as well, and a lot of people don't understand that. And for this particular, putting a little money in a lot of places, I'm going to use an example of a client that I'm working on right now. He came in. He thought he was pretty well diversified because he had a lot of mutual funds. I mean, this guy has a lot of mutual funds. But I'm going to keep math easy for us today because, Morgan, I think he had about 300 different mutual funds inside of his portfolio.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
300?
Mm-hmm. It's a big portfolio.
Wow.
And they had really spread him out. But here's the thing. Out of those 300, about 150 of those mutual funds act the same, taste the same,
wow,
do the same,
wow,
sleep the same.
50%?
50%. So he wasn't diversified at all. It was just a different name of a mutual fund, but it act just like the other mutual funds. I mean, so there was no diversification there. And then when we looked at all the sub-account fees and then his advisor fee on that particular portfolio, he was paying about 2.8% total in fees every year. And I loved it because he was like, but my advisor said I was paying 1%. I said, you are. You're paying him 1%, but you got to pay the mutual fund companies as well. We're not big fans of mutual funds. I would rather buy direct stocks, take the mutual fund company out of the middle. Why pay Tim and I to manage your money if we're paying a mutual fund company to help us manage your money? That makes no sense to me. You know, let us do our thing. Let us work with the stocks. You do need to be diversified, but don't get yourself so scattered out that is confusing. Make sure you stay on task and put that written plan together and get the right risk analysis ran and get yourself in a better position.
We've got time for one more. And again, these are mistakes that a lot of people are making that can absolutely be detrimental to your retirement. Mistake number one, thinking you can beat the market. We talked about it. Mistake number two, keeping all your money in cold, hard cash, being too scared to be in the market. Mistake number three, putting a little money in a whole bunch of places, not diversification, and a lot of it is duplication, as you heard from Gary's client example. Almost 50% of what he was doing was basically the same thing. The last one that we have time for, Gary, steering too clear of your savings. I mean, you've got a lot of savings, and this is almost like mistake number two, keeping all your money in cash.
Yeah.
You need to be somewhat of a player, but at the same time, guarded.
Well, yeah. Let's think about this. Are you planning on leaving money to your children, to a charity, to loved ones? I mean, this emergency account that we're talking about, your savings, we've got to have it there. I mean, once we have the emergency account established, we're great. But don't be afraid to dip into that money if you need to. That's what it's there for. Like right now, with high inflation, high interest rates, you know, if we need to pull a little money out of your savings, that's why we had you do it, bottom line. So, you know, don't be afraid to dip into that, Morgan, because you're going to make sure that you, gosh, I'm trying to say this nicely. This is all part of your written plan. Folks, listen to me. This mistake number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the mistakes out there is all part of the plan that we're going to put together for you. And something I'll offer to all of our listeners right now, Morgan, is I talk about a lot of these mistakes in my book. The name of the book is Plan Today on Tomorrow. Folks, if you want a copy of my book, I'll send it to you absolutely free. All you got to do is let Bridget and Abby know. Call 800-517-1575. I talk about a lot of mistakes, but the key to the book is 6 keys to guarding your retirement. Let's make sure that your retirement is guarded. Let's make sure your retirement is protected. Let's make sure you don't make these mistakes, because when it comes to retirement planning, folks, you got one shot. And I just want to make sure you do it right. Is your peace of mind worth 20 minutes of your time? If it is, call us today. Set up a 20-minute phone call or Zoom call with myself. Let's see if we make a match. Let's see if we can take it to the next level. I'm offering this absolutely free, taking the pressure off of you. A 20-minute phone call or Zoom call, call today.
Here's the phone number, 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. And again, a copy of Gary's book. You want it? Just jump on it right now. Call the number, 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. When we return on Plan Today on Tomorrow, we're all familiar with the fake news category, right? Or misleading stories, well-meaning people, right? We need to talk about it because there's some advice out there that's being offered that you need to watch out for. That's all coming up on Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Welcome back into Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Your host is Gary Thurman, 25 plus years in the business, helping his clients get ready for retirement in Tennessee Valley. That's what we do each and every week. Gary's a fiduciary for advisory services. The office carries an A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. The office where Gary's located, they are teeming with activity, and it is a team atmosphere. Tide McIntosh, fellow advisor. Tim McDermott, portfolio manager. Tanner Moore, senior healthcare advisor. Front office, back office, Kelsey, Bridget, Abby. And you're like, wow. Well, there's a lot that goes into retirement planning, and they're covering all the bases. They want to be there for you in your retirement planning process. And again, there are a lot of you out there that are just doing it yourself. You've done a really nice job up until retirement time, but do you have a plan? Opportunity to get on the calendar with Team Guardian ongoing during the course of this show. 20-minute regular call, 20-minute Zoom call, hour-long in person, and this is complimentary. You leave the checkbook at home, 800-517-1575. That's 800-517-1575. Well, we do have scenario questions. We love getting these questions in the show as much as we can, because it gives Gary an opportunity to kind of, you know, spread the wings, so to speak, and just talk about how we would handle the scenario. So we're going to start this segment with one. We're going to go to this one. 53, Gary. Concerned I'm not diversified enough. I have both international and domestic stocks, but at the moment, that's it. That's all I've got. Should I look into real estate investments or possibly precious metals? Again, scenario, age 53. How would you handle that?
You know what I love about this? And by the way, folks, if you have a question for me or my team, all you have to do is go to our website, giaplantoday.com, scroll to the bottom of the first page. There's an option right there where you can put a question in, and we're going to answer it for you. That's where we get these questions from. I love that this this person is 53. They're thinking about this. I freaking love this, man, because a lot of people at 53 are not thinking about things like this anymore. And I agree. I don't think he's diversified, or he or she is diversified enough. International and domestic stocks, I mean, let's sit down and take a look at it. I think what I would recommend is sending us or coming by and seeing us, sending us your current portfolio. Let's run it through our Riskalyze program. Let's break down with our Morningstar report what you actually have. Then I think we can advise you better. You're 53. You're my age, and I'll be honest with you, folks. And this, I'm throwing it out there, spread my wings, as you said, Morgan. When I look at my personal accounts, my personal money, 50% of my money is in my safe green bucket. 50% of my money is in my red bucket. That's how I diversify, because I want to know that when I turn 60, 65, 70, whenever I decide to retire, that green bucket of money is going to be there for me no matter what. But what that allows me to do is go out into that red bucket and maybe be a little more aggressive. So I'm not a big fan of international stocks. Just going to throw that out there. I like keeping things domestic. I like the S&P 500. But Tilma is awesome at this. And if you come in and do that report, we'll really be able to break down what you have. And then we can truly see if you're diversified enough and if we need to make some changes.
I tell you, I love the scenario portion when we get an opportunity to throw those at Gary and just kind of give you an idea of, look, there's a lot going on with everybody out there. And the scenario might be similar to what you're going through, but it's not exactly what you're going through. So make sure you have this roadmap put together for you, and it is detailed to you and your circumstances.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Everybody's different, Morgan. Yeah. I have folks that come in, and they've got $200,000 saved for retirement, and we're able to work with those folks. I got people that come in with $2 million. I got people that come in with $15 million. I mean, that's the thing about – you talked about our team earlier in this segment. Morgan, I could spend a whole show talking about my team.
Sure.
Because God has blessed me, and I give him all the credit. God has blessed me to put the right people together. And it's amazing how well we work together as a team. And that's a big thing because you're not just getting the advice from one person. You're getting advice from all of us. You know, we're looking to bring on yet another advisor soon because, you know, we are busy. We're going to need that help. But – guys, listen, it's a team approach, and we're going to give you a team approach to everything we do. And I just think that's important. You're not working with one professional. You're working with a team of professionals, and that's what it's all about.
So let's kind of branch out and go over to what a lot of people are hearing, Gary, and sometimes they hear it and they just assume that it's the real deal.
Yeah.
Fake news, misleading stories. When it comes to retirement, it can be a little bit daunting and scary. So here's one of the things you're going to hear, and I want you to kind of break it down for us. Social Security is dying, so you might as well claim your benefits as early as you can so the money will still be there for you.
Yeah, so let's talk about this for a few minutes. And I might go a little long here, and I'm sorry if I do, because I think Social Security planning is important. Yep. I really do. It's probably going to be your second largest source of income in your retirement plan. I talk about my mom on this show a lot. God love her. She's an amazing woman. But when my mother turned 62, Morgan, we went straight to the Social Security office and turned on her Social Security. Guess what? She needed it, right? She needed the money. But most of us have worked for 25, 30, 35, 40 years. My mother didn't have that opportunity. And we got options. And, you know, I love having the conversation about Social Security because – here's what I'm going to say. Is our system broken? No, it's not broken. Is it in trouble a little bit? Yes, it's in trouble a little bit. It is looking to run dry by 2036, right? But, Morgan, and this is a – folks, if you don't think taxes are going up, all right, if you don't think taxes are going up, just listen to this segment. 92 cents of every dollar you pay in taxes goes to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. 92 cents of every dollar pays for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Now, let's think about that. Do you think they're going to let our system go broke? They're not. They're going to raise our taxes so we can put more money into those programs. So you got to be ready for that on the tax side. I'm 51 years old, and if I give you my honest opinion, my wife is 53. I think we'll get Social Security, but I think we're going to get a reduced amount than what we're expecting. That's what I think. But guess what, Morgan? I'll take it. You know, and do I turn it on at 62 or 67? It's all dependent on when you're going to retire. Now, if you have done great and you can retire early, and let's say you're retired at 62 and you're not planning on going back to work, all right, let's have a conversation. I'm probably going to tell you to turn the Social Security on because it's going to take you to age 80 to make up the difference. Life expectancy's, you know, not that long. I mean, let's think about that. Why not go ahead and turn it on? If you don't need the money, we had a question come in on our website, Morgan. What can I do with this RMD money after I pay my taxes because I don't need the money? There's a lot of things we can do. We can reinvest that money. We can buy life insurance with that money so you can leave your family tax-free money. Lots of things we can do. So that's a great thing. But don't be so worried about Social Security running dry. I think we will raise taxes, unfortunately. So we got to prepare for that. But I think Social Security is going to be there. I think they'll make changes and make sure that we have at least, let's say, 75% of what we're counting on. So don't listen to all the talking heads out there and get worried, folks. Let's look at real numbers, and that's what we do here at Guardian.
Yeah, have a plan. Have confidence. Work with pros that do this on a daily basis. They're going to be able to help you tune out whatever is fake news when it comes to retirement planning, because you've got a partner. You've got a resource that you can tap anytime when you're working with a fiduciary firm. And if you've got questions, you are going to be able to get some answers. All right, the last one we have time for, and this is one that we hit quite often on this show. And again, some of it, it's just misleading. So we've always heard 4%, 4% rule, 4% rule, withdraw 4%. That's going to make, we're going to be okay. We're not going to run out of money. So here's the fake. You're safe to withdraw 4% of your savings every year. You're going to be okay.
Yeah, don't agree with it at all. I mean, that is a fiction statement, in my opinion, Morgan, because the 4% rule came out in the early 90s. And guess what? In the early 90s, bonds were paying double-digit returns. So when bonds were paying double-digit returns, yes, you could put 60% of your money in stocks, 40% in bonds, pull out 4% a year, and live for the rest of your life. Actually, the study said that you could live to age 90, turning it on at 65 that way. Folks, things have changed. What have we been talking about on this show? High inflation, high interest rates. Inflation's not going anywhere. You know, so the 4% rule is more like the 2% rule now. So let's think about that. You got $1 million. $1 million. So you've done well. Do you want to just get $40,000 a year for income? I would think you'd want more than that. Now, do you want $20,000 for income? No. You know, we can take that million. Here's my whole point, Morgan. 4%. I can get somebody a guaranteed 7.5% payout today. A 7.5% payout guaranteed today, and it's guaranteed for the rest of your life, not to age 90. So I don't think the 4% rule works at all. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. Again, I talk about that in my book, Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. Love to give you a copy of that. But the 4% rule just doesn't work anymore. Folks, here's the whole point. When it comes to retirement planning, you got one shot. You got one shot, and you must do it right. Is 20 minutes worth your peace of mind? Or is 60-minute conversation worth your peace of mind? Do you know how much money you're going to be able to pull out of these accounts to make sure that you have income for as long as you have breath in your body? Do you know what the tax debt is on that money? It's not about what you have, folks. It's what about what you get to keep. These are just some of the things we're going to cover in our Wealth Guard planning process. Again, you got one shot. Why would you not do a 20-minute phone call or Zoom call? No obligation, absolutely free, and are coming to see me in person for 60 minutes. Let's just have a conversation. Let's see what you got going on. Let's see if we can make a marriage together and make sure that you're on track to plan today so you can own tomorrow.
I mean, think about your own situation. Do you have a lot of question marks when it comes to retirement planning? Why don't you start eliminating some of those question marks? Have that confidence as you move towards retirement. Have a plan. Work with a fiduciary. All right, we've got situation in front of us right now, and we've got a 20-minute Zoom call, 20-minute regular call, hour-long in person, a copy of Gary's book. There's a lot here, folks, for you to unpack, and all you've got to do is call the number, 800-517-1575. Leave a message. This is exactly what I want, and you will get it. 800-517-1575. That's a 20-minute regular call, 20-minute Zoom call. Just ask for it, or the hour-long in person. 800-517-1575, and of course, Gary's book. 800-517-1575. Another edition of Plan Today on Tomorrow is in the books for Gary. I'm Morgan. We'll see you on the radio next week.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investment advisory services provided by Guardian Investment Advisors, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. None of the information contained in this program shall constitute an offer to sell or solicit any offer or buy any security or insurance product. The information and opinions contained in any of the material requested from this program are provided by third parties and have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. They are given for informational purposes only and are not a solicitation to buy or sell any of the products mentioned. The information is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation.